This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Did you guys see that poll? Let me rephrase that. That quote, poll, close quote, that came out of Fox News, of all places. Excuse me. Where, and this is a big question. According to this poll, which is supposedly done with random registered voters over the telephone, according to it, 51% of America, of the voters of America, want Trump out of office. Which causes a few questions to pop up in my head. Now, remember what I've told you about polls. Polls are propaganda with just, you know, shorter spelling. So I don't pay that much attention to polls. Now, the fake stream legacy media paid attention to a lot of that poll. And right now, they're all over themselves blaring about this poll of dubious quality, claiming that most voters want President Trump out of office. And then out of all the people that could possibly step up and say, well, hold on there, pal. We get very much left of center Axios to step up, and they bring with them some warnings of toxic implications for the Democrats if they push their impeachment dream as they're now doing. And they go well beyond the typical warning that Trump is likely to win, which, once again, like I said, that begs a question. But coming from Axios, we get this. It's looking more likely by the day that President Trump will be impeached by the House for his dealings with Ukraine. But if he is acquitted by the Senate and then goes on to win a second term, Democrats will face a predicament neither party has confronted in U.S. history. Why it matters? If Trump survives politically and is reelected to serve another 4 years, Congress likely would have nowhere left to go in the event of another scandal, legal and political experts say. Not because the House couldn't impeach him again, but because it might be politically impossible to do so. Every now and again, I mean, there's people that have a leftist belief, set of values, if you will, who are, shall we say, that they don't mind being the devil's advocate. So they interviewed political experts to warn about just how bad it will be for Democrats if they get away with this, particularly since many scenarios show they aren't going to win. Among others, is the argument that Democrats are likely to get one shot at this stunt, effectively making themselves out of ammo if Trump gets reelected and they come back for more. So once again, from Axios, we get this. A second impeachment will risk a political blowback in the midterm elections if Democrats are seen as nothing but a political party that wants to railroad, witch hunt, whatever you want to call it, this president, said Jim Robinault, an Ohio-based lawyer who created a continuing legal education program with former White House counsel John Dean about Watergate. When you have shot everything you've got in this one endeavor, what do you have left to use? Now, the one exception might be if they drag it all on through the election instead of getting it over with at the end of the year, as they promise they will do, which would carry political costs of its own for them, dragging the whole impeached Trump thing into the years. The idea would be to win back the Senate and then with both houses against Trump, just vote him out together instead of watch their move fail in the GOP-controlled Senate. This is not a well-thought-out strategy that they're employing right now. So much, you know, everybody's talked about how Pelosi is this savvy, shrewd, seasoned, experienced political operator, a master strategist. I don't see the evidence of that one, as Pantsuit would say. I see no evidence of that. Instead, the reason I believe Pelosi is doing this is because she sees no way to control her caucus otherwise, which basically means this is her Hail Mary to try to hang on to power and remain the Speaker of the House. Remember, a lot of Democrats didn't want her to be Speaker of the House anyway. They didn't want her. But then I've got this question, this nagging question. How can half of America, more than half of America, want Trump out of office, but Trump is likely to win a second term? I don't get that particular detail. Can someone explain to me that particular detail? How can you be favored to win another term when half of America doesn't want you to be in office? Now, one thing that these pollsters haven't learned, and one thing nobody in the media has learned either, is that nobody's listening to them. I'm not, this poll, coming from Fox News, I sit back and, I think to I've always thought that Fox was sort of run by Democrats. So whenever I see something like this, my first thought is, whatever this is, it's propaganda. If it's propaganda that Fox is doing to make people think this is the way America is going, that's one thing. If it's propaganda to make the Democrats think that they have the country on their side, it's still propaganda. But it's sort of taking the rules against radicals, or rules of radicals, and turning that book around and us reading from it instead of them. Now, I don't ascribe this to part of their strategy. I don't think that Fox News got together and said, what we could do? We could just go ahead and put out a poll and make it seem like half of America wants Trump out of office. And they'll think they're good to go, and they'll go ahead and push with this, and then they'll go down this suicidal rabbit hole, and they'll push this strategy, and then we'll have them. We'll have them, won't we? I guess that's possible. I mean, I've thought of it. I don't think I'm the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. Surely those guys have some guys that know how to plan and plot a strategy. But whatever it is, we're going to find out. We'll find out soon. But whatever they found out on this poll, that data, I don't believe. I don't believe it for one second. I don't believe it. But, hey, okay. Everybody else get out there and push that poll all you like. I don't even believe the polls that come out the way I want them to. I truly wait for the fat lady to sing. And then I'll sit back and maybe take a moment for a few nice moments of gloating over being right all along. Yeah, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Joe Biden. I guess in the field he's sitting in right now, he would be considered the most centrist and therefore the strongest Democratic contender, has gone on record with a statement about the Second Amendment that should disqualify him from any position of public trust whatsoever. I'm going to give you a quote directly from Biden's campaign website, and it can't be written off as disinformation or fake news. Shotgun Joe, who once advised people to discharge shotguns recklessly to frighten prowlers, says ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Federal law prevents hunters from hunting migratory game birds with more than three shells in their shotgun. That means our federal law does more to protect ducks than children. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo said similarly in a 2013 speech, no one hunts deer with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. What you have here is these guys are telling a literal truth, but with the intent to deceive. Cuomo is literally correct. No ethical hunter would take a shot at an animal if he thought he needed more than one bullet to turn the deer into venison. It is not humane to do that. Biden is also telling a literal truth with the intent to deceive. It is illegal in many, if not most, jurisdictions to hunt birds with any kind of rifle because a bullet that misses can come down literally miles away. Deer and ducks do not, however, invade people's homes at night. They don't rob banks. Deer and ducks do not rob convenience stores. Deer and ducks do not rape women or shoot up the Pulse nightclub or Fort Hood or a black church or a Pittsburgh synagogue or go abroad in armed gangs like the MS-13 to terrorize innocent people. Semi-automatic rifles, which Cuomo mischaracterizes as, quote, assault rifles, close quote, are extremely useful against violent felons. The laws of most, if not all, jurisdictions, including New York, permit their use in these situations, because even New York has a castle doctrine. The actor is under no duty to retreat if he or she is in his or her dwelling and not the initial aggressor. Masad Ayoub, right? Nationally known law enforcement instructor. He will be the first to tell you that use of deadly force is an absolute last resort, as he described in his book, In the Gravest Extreme. But he has testified successfully and as an expert witness in numerous defensive shootings. His expert testimony against the city of San Francisco is worth sharing with anybody who still believes that ordinary citizens do not need 15-round handgun magazines or 30-round rifle magazines. Ayoub wrote, virtuous citizens buy their guns to protect themselves from the same criminals police carry guns to protect the citizens, the public, and themselves from. Therefore, armed citizens have historically modeled their choice of firearms on what police carry. The vast majority of California law enforcement agencies, including those in the Bay Area, carry pistols with double-stack magazines whose capacities exceed those of the San Francisco ordinance. The affidavit includes several case studies in which a police officer or law-abiding citizen had to fire 15 or more rounds to end a deadly confrontation, or whose life was put at risk because they followed a law limiting them to 10 rounds. A good question to ask Biden or Cuomo or Kamala Willie Brown, Sidechick Harris, or Elizabeth Warren or Beto O'Rourke or anyone like them is therefore, if you don't need a handgun with a 15-round magazine to protect yourself from violent felons, then why does a police officer need one? And remember that Shotgun Joe's advice on choice of firearms could get people in very serious legal trouble. His shotgun, there was something titled Joe Biden's Shotgun Advice Could Land Jill Biden in Jail, and it begins, felony aggravated menacing, recklessly endangering charges could result from shooting a gun in air. man in Washington State, was in fact arrested for following that advice. Now, the biggest reason to not fire a warning shot at somebody is that most experts would warn you to not do that, regardless of whether it's legal or not. And police are forbidden from firing warning shots. So you and I, as armed citizens, we don't want to put the warning shot in our repertoire of defensive responses, because we're wasting ammo if we do that. We might need that round. This idea that we don't deserve to have the tools to defend ourselves is willful dishonesty and incompetence, and a lack of fitness to hold any position of responsibility. Not only the presidency, for which Biden is clearly unfit, but also House and Senate positions like those held by Harris and Warren and Feinstein, Pelosi, Nadler, Booker, all of them. You know, the only one worth listening to because he doesn't actually have a job right now would be Beto, I guess, because he's not in anything right now. So, yeah, I kind of think he did himself in on that one. You cannot take warning shots. You don't just need a shotgun. You don't need to listen to people that don't have to worry about their own self-defense. The people that you need to listen to are the people that teach and practice self-defense. They'll tell you what you need to know, and it'll help you with your tool set that you're putting together for your own self-defense. But, no. Unfit, he needs to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a deadly shooting at a West Texas Walmart is pleading not guilty. The 21-year-old made an extremely brief appearance before an El Paso judge late Thursday afternoon, where he said he understood the charges against him. He's accused of killing 22 people inside the Walmart in early August and will be back in court in November. Defense attorney Mark Stevens says there are two sides to every story.
We look forward to the opportunity to try this case in a courtroom at some point and let everything be told. And we'll ask everybody, media and everybody else, to keep an open mind.
President Trump is at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, delivering remarks at a Keep America Great rally. On Thursday at the closing bell, the Dow was up 151 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have a confession to make. I hate the pseudo-conservative scribblings of David French with the same kind of smoldering loathing that I normally give to such fine topics as foot fungus, movies about spunky young women who triumph over the patriarchy, and, of course, the music of Maroon 5. I hate his prose, I hate his premise, I hate his conclusions, and his insufferable fussiness. His writings are fit only to be served up to traitors and terrorists at Gitmo to wring out confessions, and the only thing I enjoy about his terrible, terrible view is that they validate my long-standing negative impression of Army Jags. But you know what? One thing that persists is no matter how much I sit back and say to myself, I don't like this man, it never occurs to me to not allow him to have his opinion and write about it. He should not be barred from doing it. The whole idea that simply because his opinions make me long for the joyous peace of death, he should be in any way prevented from sharing them with those people who inexplicably wish to endure them, and those unfortunate enough to stumble upon them without even knowing what they're looking at, is not what I'm about. It's foreign to me. And it's foreign to all actual conservatives. Censorship to us is both alien and appalling. Like an Oberlin College feminist hot oil twerk-off. I default to free speech. Real conservatives default to free speech. Until recently, we just sort of assumed the First Amendment would always be a thing, with a few infamous exceptions in academia. But now our whole country seems to be morphing into one big college campus, albeit one with a much lower admission standard than the universities. Basically, the admission standard for our country is that you sneak over the border, which brings us to our first example of the new speech, Gestapoization of America. In New York, some sort of government human rights agency has decreed that calling illegal aliens, is a crime. You can be charged for saying something just like that in grim police states like Cuba and Red China and the UK. Similarly, Scat Francisco decided to officially label the NRA a terrorist organization with all sorts of attendant sanctions of appended, you know. I never went to law school. I've read a lot of news. I've seen a lot of news. I seem to remember that there's this thing called the Second Amendment, and you would think that people are allowed to exercise the First Amendment in order to speak freely in support of the actual existing non-penumbrific, non-emanating hunk of the Bill of Rights. But apparently in the street feces capital of the West, the municipal government feels fine attempting to punish you for saying things its city's pinko population dislikes a whole bunch. And that's really the key here, isn't it? The fact that our garbage elite and the pathetic minions that listen to them are horrified that people like you and me might dare to say unapproved things. Back in the day, a little bit of dissent was, encouraged. It was tolerable. The elite had the New York Times and Washington Post and AP and UPI and NBC and CBS and ABC. And if they gatekept you out of them, you were basically relegated to running off inky handbills on the ditto machine in your garage. Dissent was domesticated, controlled, and critically absolutely no threat to the status quo. Fast forward to today, and after schooling by visionaries like Andrew Breitbart, we have leveraged new technologies and new forums such as social media to not merely break open the guarded gate, but to throw down their walls altogether. So now anybody can talk, and anyone does, by the way. You should be following me on all social media, if you're not already. Which means the elite's monopoly on information, the source of its greatest power, is shriveling and blowing away in the winds of change. And look at what happens when an unapproved idea escapes out in the open into the public consciousness. You get unapproved leaders like Donald Trump instead of a licensed, chipped, and neutered meat marionette like that puppy-tormenting, passive-aggressive sissy Mitt Romney. You get people who notice that the ice age they were promised in the 70s was never delivered and therefore now doubt that Gaia's wrath is truly bearing down upon us for all of our carbon sins. You get people pointing out that Gropey Joe's Bogota fairy dust-whiffing bro's wife-scoring son perhaps did not possess the kind of in-depth expertise in Ukrainian gas exploration engineering that might justify his $50,000 a month payday. This kind of wrong thinking cannot be allowed to happen. Free speech was supposed to be a tool for the leftists to acquire and maintain power, not for the likes of you and me to exercise the prerogative of citizenship. So now we have executive order tricks Kamala Harris taking a break from busting moms of teens who cut math class to demand that giant corporations stifle the ability of the leftist political opponent to communicate with the voters. She wants Twitter to cut off Donald Trump because she doesn't like what he says. We have some guy in the New York Times who's explaining that free speech is killing us, which would seem like an odd position for a newspaper to embrace until you remember that there are no journalists in the mainstream media, only leftist transcriptionists trying to get the respect due to, you know, do the neutral truth teller as they act like a flag for the Democrats. We have some people babbling about arresting climate deniers. There's no climate and never was, dagnabbit, while others like Chuck Todd and a bunch of the media outlets merely announce that they will ignore those who dissent by pointing out inconvenient truths, like how the weather cultists have literally never been right about a single one of all of their apocalyptic predictions. Let's not even get into the active censorship practiced by the comrades of Silicon Valley with the blessing of the ruling caste. Their goal is to set boundaries on our thought, our expression, that are coextensive with the personal preferences of the average 23-year-old daddy issue having SJW gender studies grad. The leftists never believed in free speech, at least not for you and me. It was always opposed. And now that you're able to effectively exercise that right, they're livid that we can point out our nation's nominal leadership class's unbroken track record of failure. So don't be like the David Frenches of the world. Don't sit out there and be all, you know, I've never seen, it's no surprise that the Second Amendment follows on the heels of the First. The leftist elite certainly get it. The only right they hate more than your right to say what you think is your right to own the kind of firepower that you need to defend your right to say what you think. Both sacred rights given to you merely for being born. It's not gender specific. It's not race specific. If you're human, you have a right to defend yourself and you have a right to voice your opinion. And I will defend that for you. I will help you defend that. If it ever gets, no matter what your opinion is. And that's the difference between me and you and the left. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Will now. I saw some stuff that happened in the mainstream, fake stream media. So it sort of got out there, but I think a lot of people might have missed this. A leftist police chief in one of D.C.'s wealthiest suburbs, Fairfax County, Virginia, announced in a press release that an illegal immigrant was initially investigated by one of his officers for causing a traffic collision, and after the officer was notified that the individual was wanted by ICE, the Fairfax officer surrendered him to ICE custody instead of setting him free. The chief declared that this officer violated his internal police directive that orders Fairfax County officers to set illegal immigrants free, even if the officers are put on notice that these individuals are wanted by ICE, and even if they can lawfully detain the individuals under Virginia law. Which, you know, how many different things we got to ignore here? The chief ordered an internal investigation and accused his officer of misconduct, stating that this officer deprived a person of their freedom, which is unacceptable. I'm just, you know, you're just sitting here looking at this saying, really? Is this real? Did somebody make this up? Is this like a fantasy? Conservatives became outraged because this chief punishes officer for following Virginia law. So, coming from town hall, we get this. Based on the information currently known, this officer did not violate any law. He simply violated the chief's sanctuary city policy and was punished for not following the chief's political agenda. This chief destroyed a young officer's career in order to pursue his selfish leftist ideation. So, have you ever noticed the left is always on the wrong end of an immigration issue? So, the left were unsurprisingly elated to applaud a sanctuary city utopia that does not enforce the law with respect to illegals. But what most media commentary has missed is the striking problem that this neo-leftist chief presents for Americans. He suspended an officer for briefly depriving an illegal of his freedom by detaining him until ICE arrived, but yet has never announced suspending or investigating an officer who has deprived an American of his or her freedom during an illegal detention or arrest. And according to some people that work in some attorneys in Fairfax County, there's a lot of people that vouch for the fact that unconstitutional deprivations of freedom have certainly taken place in Fairfax County, and that these violations were remedied by the court, but not by the police department. Question was asked, when was the last time that Fairfax County disciplined an officer for violating the rights of an American? Every time a lawyer wins a motion to suppress, it means that a defendant's rights were violated. Yet the responsible officers do not get publicly disciplined, if at all. And that's a very important point to digest. When an accused prevails in a motion to suppress and indicates that his Fourth Amendment rights have been violated by the arresting or detaining officer. So does this neo-leftist chief care about his officers violating constitutional rights, true freedom violations? That can only be answered by asking another question. Has this chief ever suspended and investigated an officer for violating the constitutional rights of an American? Does this chief even have a directive on how to re-educate a police officer on constitutional rights when an officer's arrest or detention was deemed unlawful in court? And according to sources, trusted sources, I'm going to play the whole media game. According to a source close to the source of the source, coming from the source, the answer is no to both of those questions. Moreover, the deprivation of freedom under the Constitution is a violation of freedom that has been recognized by American courts for centuries, the issue that defines our criminal justice system. The deprivation of freedom that the neo-leftist chief found unacceptable, however, is a freedom that this chief personally bestowed upon a group of people that he personally and politically favors. A made-up anti-law enforcement sanctuary city freedom, in quotation marks. By not redressing the constitutional violations of American defendants and only enforcing the politically motivated rights of illegal immigrants, this chief creates a favoritism in his department for illegal immigrants over Americans. That's just wrong. Let me leave you with this. The left, they've been playing 52 pickup. They've used every deck, every card in the deck against Donald Trump, and they can't win a hand. They've got no result whatsoever. They're getting down to the bottom of the deck. And this is a problem. Because the last card they have, and this is conjecture, and you can call it conspiracy if you want, is assassination. And this is not to say that the Democrats or even the denizens of the deep state would involve themselves in an assassination attempt against President, but let's consider the landscape. You have the vivacious and witty Kathy Griffith and her severed head prop. Robert De Niro, who got punched too many times in the head when he played Jake LaMotta, skips no opportunity to call for violence against Donald Trump. Washed up Massachusetts poll William Weld stating publicly that the president deserves to be shot. The Black Lives Matter movement, which played a role in triggering an assassination campaign against police. Antifa, which is based on violence, threats, and intimidation, and has an ancillary organization, the John Brown Clubs, set up to train wannabe Revos in gunplay. And then there's the Alexandria shooting, where a Bernie Sanders campaign worker decided to massacre a group of unarmed GOP congressmen. And there's other things I could bring up, but this is enough, don't you think? The opposition is no longer loyal or respectable. They have gone functionally insane. The Democrats have been transformed into a party of the fanatic, the messianic, the depraved, and the demented. And they're obsessed with stopping Trump at all costs, and as their slogan goes, by any means necessary. And if they can't do it by legally even the borderline means of the past 3 years, it's likely they would try to kill him. Now, the president is defended by agents of the Secret Service, and surely they've regained the level of professionalism that was eroded during the Obama years. And it's rumored that they're supplemented by the top-of-the-line private security experts, but these comprise the final line of defense. And it should never get that far. It's symptomatic of this odd era we're living in that the greatest and most effective force for security, whether against terrorism, crime, or misadventure, is generally ignored, which is me and you. And in this republic, people are the first line of defense, and this must be the case involving any threat against our president. So keep an eye open. If you know something odd or threatening, alert those around you and then report it. Assassins tend to be distinctive in appearance. Arthur Bremer resembled your friendly neighborhood Gestapo or KGB agent. Lee Oswald appeared to be channeling Norman Bates. And the same goes for vehicles. Car bombs have become popular. Any strange or oddly parked vehicle or any unusual activity. And if it breaks wide open in your presence, if a gun appears, if someone begins fumbling with a knapsack as the presidential limo approaches, don't hesitate. Call on others, subdue the suspect, and turn him over to authorities. We've been lucky in the past, but it has deteriorated now, so we had better be ready. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services. Take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.